Dale and Lalani Newman were convicted of reckless homicide in separate trials for the death of their 11-year-old daughter, Madeline Kara. The couple prayed for her but did not call a doctor as she lay in a diabetic coma. In his trial in 2009, Dale Newman was adamant that he had the right to rely solely on prayer, even if it meant that Madeline Kara would die.
And if you read the Gospels and you read the epistles, any mention that Jesus had, he never went to a doctor, ever.
Marathon County Judge Vincent Howard told Dale Newman that freedom of religion is absolute when it comes to belief, but that it does not protect conduct.
In this nation, the sanctity of your religious beliefs is protected by the constitutional guarantee. But what is overlooked, and overlooked by you, that the guarantee is a limited one. It protects religious belief, but not religious conduct and practices.
At issue are conflicting Wisconsin state statutes. One makes parents responsible for the well-being of their children, but another allows prayer as a substitute for medical treatment. Lalani Newman's attorney, the late Gene Linehan, predicted in 2009 that the Wisconsin Supreme Court would eventually have to take the case.
This has to go up to the state legislature. It has to go to the Supreme Court so that we get a statewide standard that is in writing before the situation occurs.
Now the appeals court in Wausau agrees that the case should go to the state's highest court. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.